I am doing just fine. My allergies are giving me some fits, but I'm sure I'm not the only one, and it's this lovely rain, but I am not complaining.
Exactly. It's going to throw everybody's allergies into fits, but we definitely needed the rain here, so for
that's
sure.
Right. If I sound a little nasal, that's why.
Yeah, you're definitely fine. But
that's my disclaimer.
Yeah, I know a lot of the crops in the area were definitely needing some rain, so this is good to get some of this stuff. Yeah. And luckily, it's not severe or so heavy that it's going to cause any problems.
Right.
It's just going to be
right.
It's going to be just enough. So
cool. Down a little bit.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's right now it's 69 degrees, so it was 68 earlier, so it's definitely and it's definitely cooler. When I got in this morning it was 77 degrees, so it's dropped the temperature a lot. So however, I'm afraid if the sun comes out today, it is going to get sticky.
Yeah.
It's gonna be very, very muggy.
That's right. And even though our pets are really probably enjoying this coolness outside this morning, we've got to remember that humidity is hard on them as well as it is for us, and changing that water out during the day to cool it off and throwing some ice in it is always a refreshing delight for them. So and the pavement will calm down. You know, that's something else I always talk to people about and remind them. As you're out walking, remember that pavement can get extremely hot on their little feet. And so this might be a good morning after the rain stops to get out and enjoy your pet before the heat hits.
Exactly.
And, you know, we've before the 4th of July, we reminded people about how frightening it is to have our pets around fireworks and how they'll run off. Right now, the shelter probably has more dogs than I have seen in a very long time, and the animal control officer is bringing them in two or three at a time. And we know they're someone's lovely pets because they're in such good condition. You know, they don't look like they've been on the streets for a long time.
Right.
So our theory is, because of all the fireworks that we've had, pets that have gotten away from their owners and are running around, and if that is the situation, do not hesitate to call out and, you know, ask us if you have this type of dog. Better yet, come out and look, because sometimes your description and what we're looking at aren't the same. But come out and make sure that we don't have your pet, and there's no fine. If we have them longer than 24 hours, we do ask for a $5 fee each day, and that's just to take care of the food and the care. But, you know, we'll work with anyone. The goal is, let's get these animals back home where they belong.
Right.
So I was out there last night. We've got animals in the garage, dogs. We've got dogs in the garage. We have, kennels for our overflow there. Brad's been putting two or three in a kennel together that have come in together, and it's just unheard of, you know. But honestly, right now, I can't remember when I've seen as many dogs as we have. So please, please let us know if you're missing your pet. People are real good about putting it on Facebook and talking to their neighbor, but call us. Call us and see if we've got your pet.
Yeah, exactly. Hopefully, if you're missing your pet, check out with the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. They could be out there. Yeah, probably July 4th probably caused a lot of them to they may have been outside and they got scared and ran off and, you know, they got lost. So
they bolt, they run, they can even run out of your house, and they're so frightened. I mean, it's amazing how much territory they can cover. You know, you might think, well, I live on this side of town, and the animal might be endearing, for Pete's sake. I mean, it's amazing. So I just thought I would bring that up. But on a good note about our animals, I know that people that listen have heard me talk about Curly since November.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Curly was rescued by a group.
Yay.
And he's such a good dog. And he's in a foster home on his way to being adopted. So I have to talk about Curly, the success story there, and also Cleo. And Cleo was kind of a healer mix, a sweet girl. She also is in a foster situation. And Brad has like six puppies that will be going before the weekend to two different foster groups. They saw the puppies' faces on Facebook and contacted us, so we've got some puppies that will be taken to rescue and adopted. This has been such a saving grace for us to get involved with these rescues, and not that we're not wanting our local people to have the opportunity to adopt. It's not that at all. But the quicker we can get them out of that shelter situation and into a foster where that socialization can start again and into a home, it's just so much, they just make so much better pets. So
Absolutely.
That's our goal.
Absolutely. You want to get those to some loving homes for sure. All right. So, again, like you said, there's a lot of dogs out there right now and a lot of, I'm not sure how many cats are out there, but let's go ahead and start out with the doggos since there's so many of them. Let's go ahead and start with those doggos.
Now, we have, like I said, we do have an overflow and they're not available to be adopted until after 5 days. So I can't mention all of them that are out there, and that's probably a good thing because we don't have time.
Right.
But there's so many out there that are not, they haven't met that time limit yet. So maybe next week I'll even have newer names going on. But right now we have Paco. Paco is a name that sounds probably familiar. Very shy when he first came in. He's really pretty. He's got a brindle coat. He's a little taller. He's already been neutered. He walks so nicely on the leash. He's the one I've talked about, how fun he is to walk if he just walks right beside you. And he just needs that home. We have Cassina, and she is our spayed 4-year-old female pit pocket bully. And she is a small, but she's tan and white. She came in with the heartworms. We had a person that was able to donate and help us with the treatment, the cost of it. So she's a word treatment. She's doing great. She's going to be fine. But she will always need that type of medication. So that's a consideration if you think about adopting her. Peanut is our lab. He came in. Previous owner surrendered him because he didn't get along with their chickens. But he is already neutered. He's a golden tan in color. He's a lab mix, and he's a super, super sweet dog and good-looking dog. He'd make someone a nice in-town. Rosie, beautiful 1-year-old female. She's a large terrier mix, white with some brindle. We have Diablo. He is a lab mix. Brad calls him Bat Dog because he's got these big ears that kind of, you know, hang out like a bat. He's black with some brown mixed in. He is blind in one eye, but that doesn't seem to faze him at all. He gets along just great, and we estimate his age to be 2 to 3 years old. Douglas, year-old male, black, that has some white on his chest and a spot on his neck. So he's got some unique marking to him. He's mostly black in color except on his chest and then that one spot, so that's kind of fun. Solo, pit bull, brindle and white, gorgeous, gorgeous, sweet boy. He needs to be an only animal. Sometimes that's just perfect for people because, as we do know, pets can be expensive. So having one pet is probably economical for some of us. Freckles is a year-old female, mostly white, with a couple of blue markings and light speckles throughout his coat. Very sweet, and he is an eye catcher. I don't think Freckles will stay long with us. Healers that come out to the shelter usually go pretty fast because they are so smart. They are such good dogs. We have Charlotte, very, very playful. She is a Kelpie lab mix, and I don't know what a Kelpie is, but that's what he put down. Black with some white, and she's got teddy bear ears. She's around 2 years old, and she is adorable. Zippy is a sweet little healer mix with some shepherd, white with some red tick and markings on her head and tail, 2 years old. Henry is beautiful. He's a collie mix, brown with white and black on his mane. I'm sorry, I told you my allergies are getting... he's about 5 years old, and he just wants someone to bond with. But once he bonds, he will be inseparable. I mean, he's going to be one of those great, great dogs that no matter where you go, he is going to be right beside you. So his name's Henry, and he's a beautiful collie mix. Samantha is our senior girl, healer mix, white with some red ticks throughout her coat, and she's a female. And the last large dog, and I should have mentioned this, these are all larger dogs, we have Sasha. And she's a beautiful lab collie mix also. Female, black and white speckles on her legs. She loves to play. She's very bright, very friendly personality. She's another sweetheart. We do have some smaller dogs that are in the cat kitten room, but at this time they haven't been with us long enough to be available for adoption, but I did notice that Brad had put some of their pictures on. We've decided to maybe start getting those pictures on quicker for reclaims, if nothing else, because we have so many, thinking, okay, maybe someone hasn't thought about the shelter having their dog, so we're putting them on Facebook quicker than we usually do. The other two things that I wanted to mention about Facebook and how great it is, a lady saw that we had two Pyrenees puppies at the shelter. She came out and adopted both puppies.
That's awesome.
Man, is that not awesome? I hate to see her dog's food bill, but anyway, because they are going to be large girls. But she also left us a huge donation of $500. And that is just, I mean, it gives me goosebumps because she not only did she take the two pups together, but she left us a very generous donation. So she has a star in her name. And another, this is a young man of 11 years old. Devin is his name. His mother was having a garage sale. So he decided to have a lemonade stand next to it. And the proceeds from his lemonade stand, he has donated to the shelter. He made $70 on his own. One of the ladies that came up to the garage sale heard what he was doing. She gave him another $30 so he could donate $100 to the animal shelter. Now, are those not good stories?
Those are awesome stories.
Happy stories.
I love hearing good stories like that.
So I wanted to make sure I got that in. And you talked about the kittens and the cats. This is kitten season, and we have so many, many kittens, all different colors. And we're having quite an issue with the fleas, and I think it's probably because of all this heat that we've had. So if you want to add something to your donation list that's a little bit different to give to the shelter, if you want to donate like the flea powder that you can purchase like at Walmart or the flea spray or anything that you think that might help us with our cats and kittens. The dogs we're in pretty good shape with because we can throw them in a tub and give them a good flea bath. But cats, none of us are willing to do that.
Right.
You can understand. Nobody stepped up to the plate and said, I can do that. So we're wanting to go with the spray and the powder. So I thought I'd mention for people who are wanting to think of something different to donate. We recently received a lot of great donations from food and kitty litter. And again, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Let's talk about the kittens. We just had 5 kittens that came in. There are 3 females that are black and white tuxedos. We also had a female gray tabby and a tuxedo male. They're very sweet kittens, and they're only 3 months old. Another group that we have is there's a gray male. He's about 2 months old. He's just a tiny guy. And a black female. Okay, these are all 2 month old kittens. So there was a gray male and a black female in that litter. And then another litter, we have a long-haired male that's about 3 months old. Oh, okay, he is in black in color. I couldn't figure out. Okay, he's also. So what I'm saying is we've got some tiny little kittens that this is the time to get them and train them to be great bigger cats. But
right.
We also have 4 lovely older cats that are with us. Jake is a big old boy. He's 7 years old. He would make a great indoor or outdoor cat. He's not huge on being picked up. He's one of those that, he comes around when he wants you to pet him. Jackie is a very sweet 3-year-old female. She is a long-haired tabby. Sox and Turtle are still with us. If you remember, they look just alike. They're a little shy. Sox likes to kind of do some of that social distancing, hiding out from you, but he's come a long way. He's 3 years old. He's a tiger stripe with white on his belly, breast, legs, and face. And then our king of social distancing would be our turtle, and his name is also Sky. He's turned out to be quite the character, though. I think Brad's getting a little attached to him because when he first came in, he would hide from us. Now he's starting to come out, pokes his head out at you, then he comes up to the edge of the cage and wants to be loved. He's about 3 years old. He is a tiger tabby in color, and like I said, he and Sox could be litter mates. They look so much alike. But that's the crew. I mean, there's, as I said, many, many more, and you're welcome to come out now. Our hours are still a little odd because we're still trying to maintain social distancing and being safe for all concerned. So our hours are still 2 to 4, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're not open to the public on Sundays and Mondays, but if you call us and say, I want to come out, we're certainly going to let you come in. We're not going to, deny anyone. Our telephone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook page, CFA. Go on there. Look at these animals and see how lovely they are. And we are located across the street from the Water Waste Treatment Plant on your way to South Coffeyville. So everyone needs to stay cool, but please remember your outside pets. They need that extra tender, loving care right now. As it's raining and cool, but
yeah.
Everyone knows what I mean.
Yeah, no, and especially since it's going to get into the hundreds next week, as soon as Tuesday, supposed to be 100 degrees, and pretty much it says 99 after that, but it's basically the same temperature at that point. I mean, 1 degree, you can't tell a whole lot of difference at that point. So it's going to be very hot next week, so be sure to keep your pets. Do one of 2 things, give them plenty of water, whether outside, shelter as well, outside like a doghouse or something. They can get in, or if they want to be inside, bring them inside. So
exactly,
so they can
sometimes
stay cool
on these hot days. if, you know, you have a nice back porch and you're not used to having them in the house, they'd appreciate just being in the back room of your house.
Exactly.
The back porch or mudroom, whatever you have, just to cool them off enough. Take them in maybe to the garage if there's ventilation, or just make sure that tree is given them, because they can go in their dog houses, but sometimes there's not ventilation there.
So right.
And all they're trying to do is find shade. So I know people have to work and leave their pets outside, but just kind of give it a little extra thought next week with these high temperatures.
Exactly. But luckily today, the temperature's kind of down right now, but we'll see if it gets much higher today. Well, Becky, I thank you so much for calling in today, giving us a little bit of your time to talk about the great animals out there. And we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Everyone stay safe and cool, and see you next week.
Absolutely.
Okay, then.
All right.
Bye.
Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We enjoy talking to her every week, and we will talk to her again next week. We need to go ahead and take a break. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.